Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Nothing screams a home-cooked meal like the doorbell ringing. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So Shannon, who has been a longtime listener of the show for a while, says, would it be okay if I just tell everyone that my stepson is an a-hole? Or would that be a bad luck?
Oh, dear.
Right. So right off the bat, we had to ask what this kid did that pissed Shannon off so much. And she wrote in and said, Moose and Breezy, so let me share why I'm so upset. But overall, I would love to hear from other people on this one. I spent all damn day running errands, cleaning the house, and cooking a full dinner for the family. Like homemade everything from scratch. My 15-year-old stepson comes in the house, takes one look at what I made, and says, do I really need to eat that?
Oh.
When we all sit down to eat, stepson doesn't touch his plate. Then out of nowhere, the doorbell rings. He DoorDashed chicken nuggets from McDonald's while we were still eating. Delivery guy showed up mid-meal. I felt totally disrespected. My husband just shrugged it off like, eh, no big deal.
These things
happen. Am I losing it or is this completely unacceptable? Please tell me I have every right to be upset. Also, if anyone is wondering what I made for dinner, it was a chicken and rice casserole and it came out excellent. Thank you. Well, I guess I would have ordered some nuggies too.
Yeah.
So it's funny because years back, my cousin was dating this girl and he brought her over for Christmas Eve dinner. I was embarrassed for her. Okay. Because unlike this 15-year-old kid, she was 26. You should know better, right? My mother, beautiful lasagna dinner. Crabs, crab legs, lasagna, oysters. There was lobster, whatever you want. We had it. It was a meal for a king. This girl sat at the table with her arms crossed.
She's like, nah, I'm good.
Refused to eat anything.
What is the one meal growing up? I mean, I know your mom was like a great cook or whatever.
Well, listen, my father says to her, what's wrong? Why aren't you eating? And I swear to you, she replied with, I only really eat Wendy's. I'm like, you're 26. Are you for real? I said, cuz, look at me. You have to break off this engagement.
They were
you
engaged?
Cannot marry this woman. Thank God he did.
He was like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, see ya.
The one meal I couldn't stand growing up was meatloaf.
Yeah, mine was chicken a la king. Ugh, disgusting. It's like a crock pot recipe. There's my mom would put chicken breasts in there. It would cook all day. And then she'd put just like cream of mushroom.
Yeah, yeah, I love that.
Broccoli in there. I'm like,
oh my God, I make that now.
Disgusting.
585-252-9800. I want to know if you or anyone in your family has ever DoorDashed while the meal was still taking place. Anyone ever gone to a function where the main course was vegetarian, so you just DoorDashed a burger? Let us know.
Yeah. Period. I mean,
This is right up your alley, Breezy.
No, it is. I don't want to throw too much shade because I've done this before. Like, I was on the modified soccer bus at the ripe age of, like, 12, ordering pizza.
Papa John's.
Literally. And then it was a couple years back, and I will say I was never invited back to this New Year's Eve party, but they were eating steak, and I don't really eat steak. I don't really like red meat like that.
Okay.
So I brought my own dinner.
Oh.
This is seafood pasta.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to miss out on the party, but I wasn't going to eat steak.
No. Went to a family function for Thanksgiving on my cousin's side of the family, and his wife's brother and sister brought their own Thanksgiving dinner with them in Tupperware. It's just really bizarre. Let's get to some of your messages. Karen says, if my kid pulled that stunt, no DoorDash for a month. You don't disrespect the cook like that, no matter who they are. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amanda says, good morning, guys. Stop acting like cooking dinner is some holy sacrament. kids eat what they want. Stepson was just hungry. No need for the drama.
Period.
Yeah, you're always going to have that one person. Eh, what are you going to do? No big deal.
Yeah.
Who does that?
I just think that kids have so much like readily accessible to them at their fingertips nowadays.
Big time.
That we didn't have. The only thing we could like order is pizza. You know, there wasn't people coming to the house growing up to deliver food besides pizza. Now you could DoorDash anything to the door, food or not.
Yeah, you know what's crazy?
My brother DoorDashes, he just delivered a water heater the other day.
Oh, is that right? Yes. Yeah, your brother does DoorDashing too on the side. What's scary about this too is some of these kids have their parents' credit card attached to these DoorDash accounts. And they don't know how much their kids are spending. They're just ordering it left and right. Now, I had a neighbor a couple years back when I was out on the West Coast who was getting DoorDash every meal, okay? DoorDash was coming 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Turns out she was nannying for this. I don't want to say nanny. She wasn't necessarily a nanny, but she was a caretaker to this old guy. Okay. Needless to say, I find out she was taking advantage of him because he had no idea that his card was linked to all of her accounts.
Stop.
And she racked up, I think my friend told me, over $10,000 in 2 years of just DoorDashing.
That's elderly abuse.
Yeah.
That's financial elderly abuse.
She was a starving artist is how she put it.
Right.
Hey, guys, good morning. I'm not proud of it, but yes, I ordered pizza during a family barbecue and I got called out. But the wings they were grilling looked so gross. Yeah. Desperate times calls for desperate measures.
I don't know. I mean, like, some people would call this rude. I call it using your resources.
It's definitely rude.
You know?
If you order food during dinner, you hate the person cooking. Oh, God. Sherry says, yes, guilty. I DoorDashed a salad during a dinner party once. Everyone hated me, but yes, it was worth it.
Do you hate the person cooking or do you just hate what they're cooking? I mean, there's a difference there. Because I mean, you can love someone dearly and still think they're a horrid cook.
I didn't appreciate how great my mother was as a cook until I got older and moved away.
Yeah.
Because growing up,
Domino's every night.
No, not every night.
You're like every Friday.
Wake up to PX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Calvin Harris on PXY Mornings. It's Moose, it's Breezy. How many of you have that one friend who swears crystals can heal anything and everything? Migraine, no problem. Let's rub a rock on your forehead. Do any of you listening truly believe in the healing powers of crystals? Or do you have them to maybe manifest something in your life that you've wanted? 585-252-9800. Now, Breezy, you're a huge crystal girly.
Not at all. I don't believe in them at all.
I used to work with a woman named Mary, who I was not a fan of. I hated her. So
that's a very strong word.
Mary used to tape rose quartz around the car steering wheel because she wanted to attract love. That was what she said. And we used to have to travel sometimes for work together, and we'd have to share a rental car. And I would get into the driver's seat, and rose quartz would be taped to the steering wheel of this vehicle. I'm like, how the hell did I get matched up with this woman? How is this my coworker? Oddly enough, she never did find love, unfortunately.
No. Poor Mary.
But how many of you have that one friend in your life? Or maybe you're that person that has just shelves of crystals at home, or you put them in a bowl. I have a couple. I have a few. Majority of them were given to me as gifts. I don't do anything with them. I just kind of sit them on a shelf.
What about the satchel?
I do have a satchel, but that's tucked away.
Right.
I don't use them for anything. And
I have a purse full of crystals.
I don't use them. What do you do with them?
Again, I'm not a crystal girly. I don't believe in the crystal power of it all. So Not for me, but love that moment for everybody else.
Gina says, my best friend carries a rock in her bra for energy, but she can't remember to charge her phone. Priorities are out of control. Yeah, no, tell me about it. Good morning, guys. True story, I have a friend who bought rocks to manifest a better job. She spent like $50. Unfortunately for her, she hasn't applied to a job in 3 months.
Oh,
yeah, you got to do that.
The crystals will save.
You got to do that.
The rocks will heal. It's like the people that are like, God has it. Manifest it. You know, you don't have to work for anything. You can just manifest it.
Well, you need some accountability there too. One time a psychic told me, with the crystals that I do have at home, place them on a mirror. You got to place all of them on a mirror. And for whatever reason, that reflection will supercharge those crystals into manifesting what it is that you want
Correct.
In your life. Right, of course.
Spend my last $3 on crystals.
We have Josephine on the line, our sweet, sweet Josephine. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Josephine.
What's up, queen?
Well, I've been listening and hearing people bash crystals this morning, and I can't sit here and not say anything.
You're a crystal guru?
A little bit, yeah. And I have to say, people, there's just a lack of understanding out there, you know, like they think that they're just rocks or something and minerals, but there's so much more to it than that, you know?
Enlighten us.
I mean, they've been around longer than any of us to start out with, right?
Sure. Yeah, it's gravel.
No, it's not. It's not gravel. No, I'm talking about like rose quartz, sure. Amethyst. They carry energy, like real healing energy. Mm.
But what do you do when they run out of energy?
Also, how do they
You charge them.
You?
You put them in sunlight. Moonlight's great too on a full moon night, but sunlight is enough to recharge them. Yeah, when you first get them, you want to soak them. Not really soaking. It's not water, but you put them in salt to just clear out all the old energy because they're yours now and you want them to start fresh.
Yes, of course.
But generally, you just charge them with sunlight, moonlight, you know, if you have the time.
Why should anybody believe any of that?
Yeah, I'm...
I mean, have you ever tried it?
Yeah, I got crystal. I got a couple of rocks on my own, but I use them as more like decoration, if you will. They sit on a shelf. They're not like floating around in my pocket. Wherever.
I mean, did you put them in the salt when you first got them?
Not.
Because you don't know what energy they brought in with them.
This is very woo-woo. Like, it's just not for me.
Look, here's the thing. Doctors don't know everything, right? I mean, most of them can't even fix their own marriages, let alone your health. They just want to shove pills down your throat. And like, how is that healthy? Headache? Here's a pill. Anxiety? Take another pill. Meanwhile, I've got an amethyst and a black tourmaline on my nightstand, and guess what? I have not been sick in years.
There's no reason for doctors when you can just shove an amethyst on your nightstand.
I mean, you could put it under your pillow, and I'm not saying there's no place for doctors. Break a bone, go to a doctor. If you need a filling, go to the dentist. But if you just want to stay healthy, get some crystals going in your life. Get some rose quartz to start. My grandkids, rose quartz under the pillow, they never get sick.
What is the science behind this? What does a rose quartz actually do?
I mean, it's especially good for healing your heart, like if you've had a bad breakup. But just in general, it keeps your energy beautifully charged.
So
my rose quartz a couple years ago.
But so if you're going through a devastating breakup and you're spiraling into a depression, hold on to a rose quartz and what?
Oh, no. First clear it with the salt. Don't forget that step. But then you put it on your heart. You can sleep with it there if it's comfortable or just if you're taking a nap. It will heal your heart.
Knowing me, I would fully like roll over on it and stab myself.
Look, parents need to wake up. You want to pump your kids full of chemicals? Go ahead. But my grandkids, they've got rose quartz, I mean, in their pockets, under their pillows, and they are never, ever sick. They're thriving.
Got it.
Don't side effects. I mean, I've done my research. The energy is real. You will feel it. Mm-hmm.
So, but you would overall, at the end of the day, prefer crystals over doctors or modern medicine, if you will.
Make crystals the first go-to, right?
Okay.
I would never do that, Josephine.
I am really sorry for you and your body full of chemicals.
Like what? Popping a couple of Tylenol after a hangover? What rock would I use to cure a hangover?
Yeah, literally.
I mean, that's a little more complex, but electrolytes are a good place to start.
Thank you, Josephine.
Thank
we appreciate
you
it.
So much. I'm still not convinced. You just keep saying I've done my research, but you're not really backing it up with much. But I mean, I love that for you, Josephine. I love that that works for you.
Oh, that, don't insult me. Don't insult me, sweetie. I would love it for you if you're willing to try it, but you got to put that crystal in salt overnight.
Is there
use it.
One particular crystal that you carry around with you the most?
I mean, rose quartz is kind of my go-to. Honestly, any quartz is better than nothing, though.
All right, got it. All right, there you have it. Josephine on the phone with us. Josephine, where are you from?
Brockport, born and bred.
Brockport. All right.
Big Brockport girl.
West Side. Okay. Thanks, Josephine, for the call. We appreciate the knowledge this morning.
Or lack thereof.
Well, thank you, and I hope you take it to heart. Don't forget the salt part. That's important.
You won't.
Is Himalayan salt okay, too?
Himalayan salt, probably even more energy, better charge, better cleansing.
That's what's up. All right. You heard it from Josephine herself. Thanks for the conversation this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you for allowing some truth to get spread.
Okay. Okay. Bye. I don't know, man. I feel like I'm going to go home now, and maybe she has a point. I'm going to take my crystals out. Got to charge them.
Big crystal guy. Huge crystal guy.
I think she knows what she's talking about.
I don't think she knows what she's talking about, unfortunately.
Hello, Peaks. Why, who's this?
This is Jerry.
Jerry!
Bear Bear.
What's up, buddy?
You guys were being really, really generous and nice during that whole thing.
You think so?
Oh,
come
thanks.
On.
I couldn't tell.
She said, don't insult me, really. I mean, it sounds like she's got some rocks in her head.
Don't.
She's a whack job. respectfully, of course.
I mean, you're telling me, Jerry, you don't have one crystal in your pocket?
No.
I got a pocket. Got a pocket full of sunshine. I got. That's what I got in my pocket.
You got a
pocket
lot of
full sunshine, baby.
Yes. Yeah. Jerry likes to cut
crystals.
He likes to cut holes in his jean pockets. All right, Jerry. Thanks for the call, buddy. Elena says, "I believe
fingers are poking through.
I believe in positive energy. But if I break my arm, yes, I'm going to the ER, not the local crystal shop. I just feel some people like this woman are completely delusional." Mike says. Mike from Gates, Josephine out here trying to, out here treating amethyst like it's her personal prescription pad. Pretty sure my blood pressure isn't getting fixed with a rock, but good luck.
Okay, this person says, I have crystals at home and I have a lot of jewelry that are crystals, mainly just because I think they're really beautiful, not for any other reason or meaning behind it. I do have a couple of rubbing stones for my anxiety. But other than that, I just like them because of their beauty and they help with my anxiety.
Some of them are very pretty, and I also, too, have a couple of rubbing stones.
Not the rubbing stones. This person says, I don't like the comment that doctors don't know anything. If you know so much, then don't go to the doctor. I'm a nurse, and I bring the spirit of God to my job every single day because God gives me gifts to help people. And heal them the best that I can. He gave me the tools to stay healthy. I'm not sure about all the rocks. Goodbye.
Yeah, the crystals. Do I feel like some of them might have energy? Yes. Am I going to sleep with them under my pillow? Hell no.
It's so woo-woo.
It's so all right.
Like, whatever.
Thanks for the call, Josephine. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. What is your favorite way to stay cool and beat the heat? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I've heard a ton of people complaining in the last 48 hours about how hot it is. We've been waiting for this all year.
Yeah.
You remember how brutal this past winter was. It just snowed 2 months ago.
And spring, or lack thereof, I should say. There was no spring.
Now, not everyone has AC in their vehicle or their home.
Mm-hmm.
Been there, done that. So
it's
Breezy
really
and
tough.
I were asking the question this morning, what are some creative ways to beat the heat? Like, today isn't so bad. It's 83.
Right.
This is more comfortable. I used to be that kid before soccer games where I take a t-shirt and I throw it in the freezer and I let it sit there. And I don't know why
you
I thought.
Like sleeping with peas on your face at one point too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I accidentally one night, it got so hot in my LA apartment and I didn't have any AC. I took a bag of frozen peas out of the freezer and I fell asleep with them on my face and ended up waterboarding myself. And that was really tough.
Really tough indeed. Yes. Oh my gosh. Insane.
But how do you stay cool? I mean, aside from like sitting inside the fridge at Costco. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that is a creative way. You can go to Costco and go to the back of the store where the eggs are kept and the milk. But then again, you need a Costco membership.
Not for everything.
You know, one of my favorite ways to beat the heat, and I'm not talking about like going to a pool or going to a lake, like obviously everybody knows, or a splash factory or splash park, I should say. One of my favorite, and I know you're like, well, I don't want to be inside, but sometimes it's so hot that you literally can't go outside because you'll melt. I say go to the movies all day.
Yeah, you can go to the movies or just hang out at Strong Museum.
Go to the movies all day. It's dark in there. It's cold. Buy one ticket. Stay for five. I don't know.
My buddy wanted to see 11:30 a.m. matinee this morning. I'm like, I don't know if I can do it. I don't think I'm going to have time.
Why not?
I don't.
You're out of work.
I got too much to do.
You don't.
But really, any food service location. And of course, Eastview Mall. It's not just for shopping. You just go and hang out. Now, growing up, we had a pool later on, like after the age of 10. But before that, we just run through the sprinkler in the front yard.
Yeah. Or there's these like blow up things that you can get on Amazon. And they're like pads that you can sit on and fill it with water with your hose. Yeah. And then you just sit there and you're submerged.
Right.
And yeah.
It sounds like something that old people would sit on in the front seat of the driver's seat of their car.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, we don't really have it that bad. It gets hot here. But the kids that live in Arizona, this one poor little kid fell onto his driveway and got like third-degree burns because it was like 140 degrees.
You can't even drive there. Like if you touch your steering wheel, like...
It did. I spent quite some time in Arizona. One summer was the middle of August. And I was doing a trade show at a convention center. And I accidentally left my name tag in the cup holder of my rental car. And I came back at the end of the day. It had melted.
Absolutely. It
completely melted and warped into the cup holder. I don't understand why anybody would want to live here.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. Phoenix, Tucson. I mean, Sedona's beautiful, but I'm like, this is not a place for me. I couldn't do it.
Right.
Way too hot.
Absolutely. But I mean, I feel for everyone. I think that in Rochester, we're never satisfied with anything, weather being one of the big ones. But it was just raining for 17 weeks straight, and now we can't even breathe outside, and we're like, what's going on? But if you want to stay cool, go to any public place with AC. Because, like, I know AC is a luxury, but it's also kind of a necessity if it's this hot.
Yeah, I mean, Seabreeze is officially open, too, now, guys. So there's going to be a lot to do here in the city in the summertime.
Forget about Roseland Water Park that's opening this Friday as well.
That's right.
A great spot for you to cool off.
You got that right. And make sure you stay hydrated because the heat is definitely, it's not done with just yet. What was the heat index yesterday?
Like 105.
100.
Classic.
It'll cool down a little tomorrow, 77. And then next week it's going to start warming up again, but stay cool. It's Peaks White Mornings. Moose, Breezy Breeze, 83 for the high today.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.